Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Great. Good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
I'm Natasha Spokes. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Far Closer Travel, and we're connecting travelers seeking more authentic multi-day tours with the local operators around the world, providing them.
I remember this pitch from the Collision app, and I remember thinking it's perfect for us, because we travel around to these shows.
Yeah.
We always take a couple of days, and we're like, well,
perfect.
Well, now we're here. What do we do?
Yep. Yeah, and that's exactly what we want to do. A lot of our travelers are more going to the destination for these trips, but there's no reason why you can't, you know, tack on a few days at the beginning or end of a conference to do something a bit more authentic in the destination you're
visiting. It's exactly what we try to do.
Excellent. It's the best way to see a place and experience the actual city or region you're in.
If we're going
to
be here anyway,
right?
We might as well see more than just the convention center.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
And before we started doing that, people would always ask, how was Las Vegas? Yep. It's like, well, that convention center is about the same as a Tampa one.
Yeah.
What
I mean,
else?
The walk was nice.
Yeah.
Saw some lights.
So it's nice to get to experience the city a little bit either before or after.
Absolutely.
If it's not a place that you're familiar with, you don't know what to do.
That's right. And it's not just the city or the place, but it's the people that are from there and the locals that really sort of add value to a place. We sort of started thinking about this idea when we were looking for travel ourselves, trying to go to Vietnam, trying to look for something a bit more authentic. And you go to a travel agency and you get the same set of brochures and the cookie cutter trips, and it just wasn't quite what we were looking for. So you start doing the research for yourself online, and it takes a long time to try and find something that meets what you're looking for and that you sort of have that level of trust that you know, want to book it on their site. So that's when the idea sort of started forming. I had the opportunity to work at a travel agency for a little bit, so sort of went and did some sleuthing to see maybe they have all the tools that just the general public don't have, and found that the system, in my opinion, is even more broken than I thought.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The traditional distribution favors heavily those big brands that have the big marketing spends.
Sure.
Meanwhile, there's this entire ecosystem of amazing smaller niche tour operators that, just because they focus on a particular area or particular type of travel, don't have the scale for these travel agencies to care about, but they have the most amazing trips, so we're trying to give them a platform to get their tours, get their brands out in front of more travelers.
I a number of years ago, 17, we'll just say a number of years ago, we went to the Grand Canyon and we found a local marvelous Marv and his local, you know, there were eight of us.
Okay.
Tour of the Grand Canyon. He's like, we can go over there if you want to, but where you really want to go is with me this way.
Right. And you never would have known
that. Because this is the view over here.
Yeah.
And there's no way for me to know that.
No.
All I know is, you know,
tourists
you go to
are
the,
over there.
Exactly.
I'm a tourist.
You go
I
to the place where
there.
People are.
Right. Yeah.
And it turns out, no, that's not where you want to be, because the view is down this way a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, the locals know all those tricks.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And there's currently not a lot of ways to find them and connect with them. There's,
I have no idea how we did.
Right. Like, Airbnb is doing a great job on the experience side of things, but they're still mainly focused on sort of the activities and the single day activities. But in the multi-day tour area, there's not a lot going on, so that's sort of the gap we're trying to fill.
And like you were saying before, I mean, the level of authenticity, I mean, we went to Rome, and we went to like certain restaurants that are high tourist areas and ordered fettuccine and didn't know that fettuccine isn't in authentic Italian cuisine, and we're like, oh, you know. But if you had that kind of interconnection with an agency over there, they would have told you that.
It just adds so
like,
much
don't,
more to
don't go
life.
There because all the tourists are going there.
Right.
Go
you can,
to
you
this
can get
little,
that at home. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knew that Alfredo was a kid's toy?
Yeah. So it's been really interesting as we connect with these tour operators around the world. They're the most genuine, friendly people. really just interested in showing people their area of the world, their right. cultures, how they live their lives, and
the thing that they're proud of,
and they're passionately proud of it, and yeah. it's infectious, right? And you go there and you come back with a new perspective on your mm-hmm. life. And you know, for a number of reasons, I think a lot of our priorities in North America are a little bit skewed, and sometimes mm-hmm. it takes going to some of these other places where, you know, they have more put more value on family, and, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it really opens your eyes.
It does, yeah. And you sort of put things in perspective, what you're valuing and stressing out about at home, and realize that, okay, maybe yeah. I do have it pretty good, yeah. and, you know.
Yeah, for sure. There can be some events and things that can change your perspective and make yeah. you go, oh, I guess that thing was
yeah.
insignificant Absolutely. In the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. Like, just an example, we were in Venezuela and traveling around with a local family, and, Oof. You know, we weren't hitting any of the touristy spots, sure. but it... they had like rolling blackouts and all these things, but they just deal with it. It's not something that they let affect their happiness, and they're, you know, having these huge communal mm-hmm. family meals every night.
And that really changes happy. Your experience though. Absolutely. When you see yeah. all of that.
Yeah. You're like, well, if they can live like that it's, and be happy, mm-hmm. then for them, why it's am just I Wednesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's not smoke and mirrors. Whereas,
exactly.
yeah.
yeah.
So how exactly do you connect, you know, your users to these agencies?
Yeah. So we've built a platform. So it's currently a web app right now. We're working on going more mobile friendly soon, okay. but so a traveler would come to the site. We have a number of operators live on the site, so you can put in a number of filters based on your travel preferences. So whether it's, you know, the type of travel you want to do, how strenuous you want it to be, whether it's your budget, and then you'll get both a listing of the tours and you'll see them all on a map, so that you can actually easily compare where they all go. And you might even okay. say like, oh, I didn't know I could go on a tour of Greenland up there. So just like a new way to discover the options that are out there. And then of course you can dig in further and get more details. You can message directly with the operator. So we've taken the travel agent out of the process just so that you're getting the information straight
sure.
from the source, right?
Yeah.
There's
sure.
no misinformation going on. Once you're happy with the trip, you can book it directly on the platform. And then we actually hold the money until you travel. So we found that in speaking to travelers, that was one of their hesitations booking with some of these local people that they might find online, was oftentimes they were being asked to wire transfer $3,000 to some stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And they were getting a little skittish about that.
Of course.
Fair enough.
Definitely.
So
because you don't know that person is there on the
no,
other side.
Right? There might be this fly-by-night sort of thing. So yeah. we do some vetting of the operators ahead of time, but then just to provide that extra level of security for the travelers, we'll hold their money until they travel just to make sure that, you know, they're confident in booking with someone that they're not going to find at a travel agency.
Yeah, that makes sense. And when they yeah. get there, there's going to be a human being there.
Absolutely.
yeah, and not just like an oak tree.
Yeah. yep.
I would imagine that's a more common situation than we'd like to
well,
admit.
Yeah, and I think that's something that stops people from booking this type of travel,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I mean, there's less backing behind it, and there's more, like, mystery as well.
Exactly.
You're like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll just go with the big brand name.
Yeah.
But there's so much more you can gain.
Yeah.
We just want to provide that little bit of security around it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's yeah. it's a level of confidence
absolutely.
In what you're going to do.
Yeah.
That you guys have done yeah. the work. You know that there's a person on the other side of that bank account, that
exactly.
transfer.
Yeah.
Because you guys have dealt with them. There's
exactly. Yeah,
there's
we're taking that
there.
Off of your worry list, and so you can just enjoy the trip.
Yeah. Well,
very cool.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
That means a lot.
And you are a beta, so...
I don't really know what that means, to be honest.
A certain amount of investment, or a certain amount of sales.
Okay. We do have sales. We have not had any investment
is,
yet, so...
Is
that
what that
means.
Means.
Okay.
There's there are rules.
It's a level of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll take it.
To be a beta at Collision is actually a pretty big accomplishment mm-hmm. because
okay.
there are very few of them
awesome.
As yeah. compared
especially
to the
especially your
alphas.
First time at Collision, I'm
yep.
guessing.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people start off as alphas when they come
okay.
their first
and
time.
And graduate either through mm-hmm. Web Summit or through another Collision into right. beta and then into growth over time.
Awesome.
It's a cool... It's one of the things that's unique, very unique about Collision is
right.
that kind of...
Graduation
path.
That's cool. They should advertise that more because I had no idea. They're just like, here's your blue badge.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize they...
Yeah,
didn't
well,
we explain.
Calgary Economic Development and Startup Calgary sponsored a number of Calgary companies to come, so we just sort
got
of
it.
Got...
Got it.
Grouped with them.
Well, during the big weird collision application process, they
I'm
have
sure
to put
in
okay. numbers and stuff. And they're like, okay. oh, so you qualify as a...
Okay. Well, I'll take that one.
So what is it that you're hoping to get out of collision this week?
So we've just launched that booking capability for travelers. So right okay. now our big thing is brand awareness to travelers. So we were exhibiting yesterday. Okay. Had a lot of avid travelers come through and check out what we were doing and seem to love it. So
awesome.
Just trying to get out there, get travelers aware that yeah. there is this platform out there that we can help them connect with those local operators, and get some feedback, honestly. You know, where do people want to go? Well, if they come yeah. to the website, you know, where are they getting stuck? Mm-hmm. So that we can make that experience easier for them.
Sure. Yeah.
And even too, like, are there things that are on the website or not on the website that they want to know before booking these types of trips? So always open to feedback from travelers that are looking for this type of travel, how we can make that experience That's better. So.
And you said you just launched.
We just launched the traveler book now button. So
and when did that happen?
In April.
In April?
Yeah. Yeah.
So just a matter of weeks.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we opened registration for the tour operators in December. And we've got about 120 partners right now. So we've okay. got 30 live on the site right now, covering 40 countries.
Oh, okay.
And onboarding the rest of them.
That's a big accomplishment.
Thank you. Yeah. It's exciting to see the interest from their side and just the type of trips that they're offering. Like, my travel list is pages long now. I want to do all of them.
I was going to say, Aww. It seems like, especially for the early adopters
yep.
that have already got their itineraries mm-hmm. into the system, it would be fun to just scroll through yep. all 30 of them
yep.
and see the interesting things that they're offering. Because
because
once it grows to the point where you've got lots of people in all the major cities, it'll be harder to do that.
Yeah.
But to be able to see 40 countries worth of experiences
yep.
in a quick hit list would be fascinating.
Yeah, the early adopters who get on there now, like, they're getting more visibility, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just to give an example, we've got one operator in Thailand called the Tuk Tuk Club. So he trains you how to drive a tuk tuk and then takes you on a 10-day tour around the, like, mountain villages of northern Thailand.
Like, those that is the coolest thing ever.
So those are the types of trips that these operators offer.
That is so cool.
Amazing.
I want to go.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
What I'm hearing so far is that we start planning our conference schedule.
Yes.
around where these interesting things are. It's like, oh, okay. So we have to find a conference in Thailand.
In Thailand. So that Michelle can drive.
I'm on it.
And to be completely honest, we are currently looking for travelers that are looking to do some of these trips.
Yeah.
And that's part of our marketing strategies a bit, to send some people on some of these trips to yeah. get us some content to start sharing market-wise. So,
of course.
Danielle, put your hand up for me because the crowd can't see me. Thank you. Thank you.
So head to our website and sign up for the newsletter, and we'll reach out with some opportunities if you guys are interested.
Very cool. And how can people find that information?
So we're on farclosertravel.com is our website. It's sort of our landing page with what we're doing, and then you can hit any of the explore trips buttons, and that'll take you to the actual web app where you can explore all the different trips. We're also on Facebook, farclosertravel.com, farclosertravel, Instagram, farclosertravel, Twitter, farclosertravel. So, trying to share all these amazing opportunities that are out there and get people out exploring the world. And
yeah,
seeing,
for sure.
Yeah.
I really like this. That 10-day, that sounds insane. I can't wait to see some of the other things that are on there.
Yeah. No, and please take a look and let us know what you think.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And awesome. I'm going to have to send Marv your direction because I've stayed in contact with him since then.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Because it's the whole thing is that it's kind of a more personal experience. And I was out west for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I remember the horrible smell of the Circus Hotel. Mm-hmm. And I remember that Grand Canyon experience.
Yep.
And I remember that we discovered that we had Sirius radio in our car. And I mean,
the important thing,
like
yeah.
a week and a half into the 2 week trip. And now, like, those are my clear memories.
Yeah.
So Marv's personal experience
really
latched
yeah.
on.
Absolutely.
And so that's, you know, that yeah. kind of hands on
yeah.
local
exactly.
flair
yeah.
really does change your memory of a trip.
Yeah. And it's quite cliche right now, but like that's, I think, what a lot of people are craving and need right now, right?
Yeah.
We're on our phones so much. There's so much impersonal stuff going on. Mm-hmm. That, I think on the grand scheme of things, getting back in touch with people and sharing experiences, I think will do the world a lot of good for a lot of the issues that are going on. So
agreed.
I love that.
Well, so we really appreciate you coming and talking to us
today. I appreciate you having me. Thank you so
absolutely.
Much. It was lovely to meet you guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.